Hey everyone, Logan Cruz here, your friendly neighborhood guide to navigating this crazy thing called life. Ever feel like you're riding an emotional roller coaster? You know that feeling when joy turns to frustration in a blink, or anger bubbles up seemingly out of nowhere? Well, guess what? We're all human, and those emotional fluctuations are totally normal. But here's the kicker. Understanding and managing our emotions is key to living a happier, more fulfilling life. That's exactly what we're diving into today, cultivating emotional intelligence. Think of it as your superpower for better relationships, reduced stress, and a whole lot of self-awareness. So, what exactly is emotional intelligence? It's basically the ability to recognize, understand, and manage our own emotions, as well as those of others. Sounds pretty simple, right? But trust me, mastering this takes time, practice, and a whole lot of self-reflection. Think of it like learning any new skill. You wouldn't expect to become a pro musician overnight, would you? Same goes for emotional intelligence. Now, let's break down 5 key takeaways that will seriously level up your EQ game. First up, pay attention to your emotions. Don't just shove them under the rug. Take a moment to actually acknowledge how you're feeling. Is it excitement, frustration, sadness, or something else entirely? The more aware you are of your emotional landscape, the better equipped you'll be to handle it. Think of it like checking your internal weather forecast. Knowing if there's a storm brewing allows you to prepare and navigate it effectively. Next up, identify your emotional triggers. What situations or people tend to push your buttons? Recognizing these triggers is crucial because it allows you to anticipate potential emotional outbursts and develop coping mechanisms. Maybe certain conversations lead to arguments, or maybe specific environments make you feel anxious. Once you know your triggers, you can start to develop strategies for dealing with them, whether it's taking a step back, practicing deep breathing exercises, or simply removing yourself from the situation altogether. Now, let's talk about emotional regulation. This is all about learning to manage and control your emotions in a healthy way. It doesn't mean suppressing your feelings, rather, it's about finding constructive outlets for them. Think of journaling, exercise, meditation, or even creative activities like painting or writing. These can be powerful tools for channeling your emotions and preventing them from overwhelming you. Remember, communication is key. Effectively expressing your emotions to others fosters understanding and strengthens relationships. But here's the catch. It's not just about saying what you feel, it's about saying it in a clear, respectful, and assertive way. Practice active listening to truly understand other people's perspectives, even if you don't agree with them. Remember, empathy is a superpower. Finally, cultivate self-compassion. Be kind to yourself, especially during tough times. Everyone makes mistakes, experiences setbacks, and feels a range of emotions. It's part of being human. Practice forgiveness, both towards yourself and others. Learn from your experiences and keep moving forward. Remember, you're doing your best, and that's what matters most. Let me paint you a picture. Imagine you're at work, facing a tight deadline and a pile of emails. Suddenly, your boss drops another task on your plate, leaving you feeling overwhelmed and frustrated. But wait. You take a deep breath, remember the power of emotional regulation, and decide to tackle one thing at a time. You jot down a list of priorities, focus on completing each task step by step, and communicate clearly with your boss about your workload. Boom! By recognizing your emotions, managing your stress levels, and communicating effectively, you've turned a potentially stressful situation into a manageable one. That, my friends, is the magic of emotional intelligence in action. So, remember these key takeaways. Acknowledge your emotions, identify your triggers, learn to regulate them, communicate effectively, and practice self-compassion. These are your tools for navigating life's ups and downs with grace and resilience. Now, go out there and embrace the power of emotional intelligence. Don't forget to share this episode with someone who could benefit from a boost in their EQ. And as always, keep it real, keep it positive, and remember, you got this. Until next time, peace out.
This podcast is powered by AI to bring you daily affirmations and positive vibes. If you're enjoying it, please rate and review to support the show.